question number three. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's how music, that's how creative experimental music works. You can borrow elements, you can borrow details and form and whatever floats your boat. We're always free to borrow influences and make them ours, I think. I mean, for me, that's the key thing. If you are inspired by something, you like something, you can grab it, but you have to make it to your own thing, to put your own imprint on it, your own language. And that's what we like to do. I mean, of course, there's amazing music already being made in the past, and we're trying to make a fresh comment on it all, but most of all, trying to make our own music. It has to be fire orchestra music to be interesting for us. And yeah, there's echoes from all over the place, but I would say maybe not so many from Pink Floyd. We have not considered that part of the music history as something that we should go into. Maybe we do that later, but at the moment there are not any real Pink Floyd elements in there. If you not want it to be, it's very much, of course, up to the listener what he or she is hearing and what kind of associations you do. And that's the beauty of art. That's the beauty of music. And you can build your own opinions and you can do your own associations to the music and take it from there.